We may be hearing about other Olympic protests even before the 2008 Beijing Games are over. The 2010 Winter Olympics will be staged in Vancouver, and Canada's native leaders are talking about using the event to focus attention on Aboriginal poverty. Doug Kelly is the Grand Chief of the Stalo Tribal Council in British Columbia. He lives on the Suwali Reservation. Mr. Kelly, what are the specific problems that Native Canadians are facing, and why do they want to address them?
Well, First Nations communities in British Columbia and in Canada do not enjoy the same social economic indicators that other Canadians and British Columbians enjoy. Our lifespan is shorter. We are more likely to suffer from health problems and health issues, primarily arising from poverty. And so what we want to do is encourage and have the governments of Canada and the province of British Columbia develop programs and services and investment plans to help First Nations leaders address these issues in their communities.
And when you say First Nations, you're referring, of course, to the Native Indigenous people of Canada, of North America. Specifically, how do you intend to use the 2010 Winter Games to draw attention to these issues? I mean, what kind of outreach programs are you planning right now?
Well, what we should bear in mind is that the Winter Olympics are better than 2 years away. In between now and the 2010 Winter Olympics, we have a provincial election in the spring of 2009. Depending on who you talk to, we're certainly going to have a federal election sometime in 2008 or 2009. So there are many opportunities to raise the profile of our issues. And so the Winter Olympics, the messaging that is put forward by First Nations leaders very much depends on what Canada and the province of British Columbia decide to act upon between now and then.
Right. So you're kind of reserving the moment to figure out what the messages will be. But what can you foresee in terms of how you'll actually deliver those messages to the people, both in Canada and people visiting?
Well, I think what we need to do is we need to first give the average Canadian an opportunity to learn more about our issues. And there isn't much of a learning environment if you're in the midst of some sort of confrontational event. It's better instead to create opportunities where people can engage in a healthy dialogue, where people have an opportunity to learn and to question and to increase their understanding of our issues.
Canada's Indian Affairs Minister says the government is working to improve living conditions for Native Canadians, for First Nations people. He vows to speed up Native land claim settlements and clean up polluted water and reservations. Do you see that as a positive step, or is it lip service?
Well, part of the problem that we face with the Conservative government is that they would rather deal with stereotypical views than actually deal with the issues. To his credit, Chuck Strahl did complete a piece of legislation intended to address specific claims.
He's the Indian Affairs Minister.
He did do that. So to his credit, he has completed a significant piece of work. But that will do nothing to address the crushing poverty in our communities.
You've obviously been following the pro-Tibet protests around the world and the trail of the Olympic torch. Are you concerned at all that by the time the 2008 Olympics are over in Beijing, people will have Olympic political positioning fatigue and they just won't want to hear about the troubles facing Canada's Indigenous population?
No, I think that when it comes to Canada and its approach to Indigenous rights, Canada is one of four countries that voted against the United Nations Declaration on Indigenous Rights. I think that most Canadians are fair-minded. They want to see the social and economic issues within our communities addressed. They want to see that our community members enjoy the same quality of life that they do.
Doug Kelly, Grand Chief of the Stalo Tribal Council in British Columbia. Thank you very much.
Thank you.